You're the acting CEO of Zigzag Railway, and you're finally reopening.
Yes, absolutely. I'm the acting CEO for the Zigzag Railway, and we are reopening to passenger service on the 27th of this month.
That is fantastic news. You must be extremely excited to be welcoming people back.
Oh, absolutely. It's been 10 plus years of blood, sweat and tears, and it's all been pointing towards this day. So tremendous excitement, yes.
It's great. It's great news for the region. Like, I tagged myself as 2MCE's resident rail fan, and when I heard the news, I was just like over the moon because I've got a lot of memories of Zigzag. I used to go there every year, and it was like the high point of my year. And it was a high point of my year. So I'm guessing you're going to be one thing you're very happy about is you're going to be able to make a lot more happy memories for a lot more people now that you can run trains again.
And I think that's what is special about the Zigzag Railway. You know, outside of the nostalgic of steam and the history of the railway, it's for the local community and the greater region. There's so many memories tied up in the Zigzag Railway. And I think that's really special for us to be able to reignite those memories for the next generation, you know, and at the same time relive some of the glory days.
So you're reopening on the 27th and you're also running on the 28th. Before 2012, you were running, I think you were running every day of the year bar Christmas, but you're not doing that just yet this time around.
No, so the initial operating model for the Zigzag Railway will be there's three trips per day every second weekend. So we'll open the 27th and 28th of this month. We'll run three services on both days, totaling six for the fortnight, and we will continue to run every second weekend.
So is going back to your pre 2012 every day barring Christmas on the cards at all, or is that still several years away, do you think?
So we will continue to grow and increase our service and increase our opening days as the railway and the associated maintenance can sustain. So it's very important to us that we never find ourselves in the position we've been in the last 10 years and that we continue to drive safety and sustainability, and our operating parameters need to reflect that.
Because you're a volunteer-run organisation, like a lot of heritage railways I've been to and indeed volunteered on, mostly in the UK, but you're volunteer-based, aren't you?
Exactly. Yes, we have a strong volunteer base. We do have a very small number of full-time employees. However, we are absolutely volunteer-based and always looking for new ones.
Where can people sign up?
So our website has just been revamped. It's had a lick of paint, as to say. So tickets can be purchased via our website, and you can also look to join our valued team via our website as well.
And one last question, and this is more the rail fan in me coming out. Who's going to be pulling the first train?
The locomotive that will be pulling the first train is our AC16 218, or commonly referred to amongst the crews as the Yank.
Dan, I think I speak for a lot of people that we're really happy to hear that you are that the Zigzag, after, blimey, how long is it? 11 years, is finally going to be running trains again and is finally going to be creating a lot of really happy memories for a lot of people once again. Dan, thank you very much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much for having me.